Thundercats Roar was a short-lived animated series that aired on Cartoon Network in 2020, intended as a comedic reboot of the beloved Thundercats franchise. The show attempted to reimagine the classic 1980s action-adventure cartoon with a lighter, satirical tone and a deliberately exaggerated art style reminiscent of modern comedic animation, such as Teen Titans Go. From the moment it was announced, however, the series faced strong backlash from longtime fans who felt it betrayed the legacy of the original and was part of a broader trend of kiddifying properties with nostalgic value. This is TV Casualty, Thundercats Roar. The original Thundercats from 1985 had become a cult favorite, known for its dramatic storylines, heroic characters, and richly animated style. A previous reboot in 2011 had attempted a darker, more serialized approach, though it too was short-lived. With Thundercats Roar, Cartoon Network took an entirely different path, leaning into parody rather than reverence. The characters of Lion-O, Chitara, Tigra, and the rest of the team were redesigned with round, simplistic, almost childlike appearances, and the tone was centered on slapstick comedy and fourth-wall-breaking humor rather than the epic battles and mythos that defined the franchise's earlier incarnations. When the trailer for the series was released in 2018, it was met with immediate controversy. Many fans criticized the art style as a downgrade, deriding it as lazy or disrespectful to the source material. Comparisons to Teen Titans Go were frequent, with detractors arguing that Cartoon Network had once again sacrificed the integrity of a franchise in favor of quick gags and marketable silliness. The backlash was so strong that it overshadowed the show long before it premiered, creating a hostile atmosphere that made it difficult for the series to find an audience. When Thundercats Roar finally debuted in February 2020, the reception was mixed at best. Some younger viewers and casual audiences appreciated its energetic humor and willingness to poke fun at the franchise's tropes, while critics noted that the show was often clever in its parody. However, the core fan base of the original remained largely alienated, and the ratings failed to meet expectations. The show was quietly canceled after only one season, with its final episodes airing later in the same year without much publicity. Part of the failure of Thundercats Roar stemmed from the disconnect between the brand's legacy and the direction chosen for the reboot. Unlike other comedic reinterpretations, such as She-Ra and The Princesses of Power, which balanced humor with character-driven storytelling, Thundercats Roar leaned so heavily into parody that it never built a dramatic core. For fans hoping to see a revival that honored the adventurous spirit of the original, the show felt more like mockery than celebration. Today, Thundercats Roar is often cited as an example of how not to handle a nostalgic property. Its cancellation left the Thundercats franchise in limbo once again, with fans still hoping for a faithful continuation rather than a satirical reinvention. While the series may have had moments of charm and humor for viewers who accepted it on its own terms, it ultimately failed to capture the balance of respect and reinvention needed to satisfy both new audiences and longtime fans. Its place in television history is largely as a cautionary tale of how creative choices can alienate the very audience most invested in a franchise's survival.